This week, the Philadelphia Orchestra will perform with soloist Long Long, a superstar pianist in the classical world. While in town, Long Long also performed with 75 young players in a room full of pianos. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that the musician is throwing his support behind music education in public schools.
To play Schubert with one hand is one thing, but to play it with 150 hands is something else. Long Long, the flamboyant classical star, wrangled a room full of children and teenagers through Schubert and Brahms as part of the Philadelphia Orchestra's Play-In. That's a series of events inviting amateur musicians to play en masse with professionals. In the past, a clutch of cellists have played with Yo-Yo Ma, and a herd of harpists played with the orchestra's own Elizabeth Hainan. The event allowed aspiring musicians to play with one of the most recognized pianists today and ply him with questions. It also enabled Long Long to advocate for music education in public schools and put his money where his mouth is. The Long Long International Music Foundation will contribute piano labs, those are dozens of full-size keyboards networked electronically, to three schools in the Philadelphia School District. The foundation will also provide a stipend for each school to hire a full-time music teacher for 3 years. The three elementary schools are Fox Chase, Edward T. Steele, and Southwark. Their music programs range from relatively robust to non-existent. The director of music education for the whole school district is Frank Makos, and he says these three-year grants give the district time and resources to develop a better district-wide music plan.
So rolling it out in a school where, like Fox Chase, where the climate and culture has been strong and stable for a number of years, as opposed to Steele, where it's a new principal and they had some turmoil and changeover within the last few years, to measure the consistencies and the differences in the variations. That'll help us inform our models as we go forward and do this, scale it out across the district.
56 schools across the country applied for the Long Long Foundation grant called Keys of Inspiration. Four were selected, one in Chicago and three in Philly. Foundation CEO Lucas Barwinski determined that the Philadelphia schools were most likely to continue music programs after the grant ends.
This is what we found here in Philadelphia, and this energy and this support from every principal, from Department of Education, was really fantastic. And we thought this is exactly what Philadelphia needs.
The schools will have new pianos, teachers, and materials starting in the fall. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News. Thank you.